Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Atina on the line with me. And I mean, she's super amazing. She got some new music out, Foolish Heart and Precious, on her new project that she's working on, and I'm super excited about it. I love real talent, and y'all already know. Atina, say hello to the people, and let's get into new singles and your new EP that you're about to release.
Hello, hello, are you lovely listeners? Atina here, calling from sunny Los Angeles, California.
Rub it in, rub it in.
So thank you so much for that wonderful introduction to my newest single, Foolish Heart, was released earlier this year, 2023, and got a lot of attention, you know. Because May was Mental Health Awareness Month, so it was a great single that touched a lot of people. I literally got a lot of messages from people saying, man, this has really touched my heart. This is what I needed. This is, you know, I've experienced this, because it kind of touched on just, you know, when you're just not in a good relationship and you kind of get stuck, right?
Yeah,
You got to get out of it, right? Abuse, it takes so many different forms. It's not just physical. It can be mental and emotional. So, you know, that song pretty much kind of touched on that. My next newest single is Precious, which just released. It's about love and meeting that person, your person. You know, you just click and that person becomes precious to you, right?
Yes.
So pretty much what that new single is about. It's a lyric video out there that's getting a lot of attention as well. And I had a really good friend who has a really deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a segment, part of one of my verses, it says, I heard that deep, deep voice. So I was like, I need you. And he's on my track. I need you to talk. He does a lot of voiceovers and stuff and acting and stuff. So it was really nice to have him get on there and do it. So when it came out, I literally had a lot of my girlfriends like, send me messages. Who's that guy?
That's funny.
It was pretty funny. But yeah, so that's my newest single. And I haven't prepped a new EP just yet. I've been kind of giving myself a little time in between, because I like to take my time and I like it to be right, you know, just right. So my last EP was Elements of a Real Man, and that got a lot of attention. People were loving it. So I'm just I'm waiting to release something just as good, you know,
right,
if not better.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
Well, let's talk about Elements of a Real Man, the single Journey. Tell us a little bit about that. I love what you're saying, that you really marinate what you're doing before you just, you know, cook it and let it come out. I love the titles like Journey, Be Mine, Foolish Heart, Precious, mm-hmm. and the meaning, but where were you at the time when you did Journey?
Oh, wow. So Journey, it was originally released as a single, and then I added it to my Authentically Me EP back in 2020. And around the time of, you know, COVID, when everybody pretty much was stuck at home and they couldn't really, nobody could really do anything. And it was really a song about reflection, you know, getting to know you, how you are, coming to realize that everybody's journey is different.
Right.
Everybody's journey is different. During COVID, it caused a lot of people to do a lot of self-reflection, and it's hard to look at yourself. That's not an easy thing. You know, that is not an easy thing for a lot of people. You have to have a lot of humility and self-awareness to really look at yourself.
Yeah.
So that's really what the song was about, and I meant what I said in my song, is respect my journey. I respect your journey. You respect mine. Everybody's journey in life is different. So,
right.
And, you know, it was just a time of healing, too. Reflection and healing. So, you know, that's where it came from. I was at home, and it was time to write. And I was doing a lot of writing anyway. So journey was the result.
Right. Yeah. And Be Mine, what birthed that song?
Oh, wow. Okay, so during the time over the pandemic, during that time, actually got a message from a gentleman. He's a producer, loves producing R&B music, and he is from Greece. His name is Sophie. Mm-hmm. And he reached out to me, and I was like, oh, wow. He was like, I've been watching you and watching your Instagram and everything, And he was like, I have tracks I think you would like. And, you know, I don't turn anybody away. I do my best not to.
Right.
You know, I take a listen. If it resonates with me, great. If it doesn't, I let them know.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so I'm a huge believer in collaborating with others. So that's what happened. He sent me a link to his webpage at the time. And when I heard the track would be mine, I was like, okay, that's mine. Yes, when I heard it, as I was listening to it, that kept ringing in my head. Won't you be mine? It just kept ringing in my head. I was like, okay, that's the name of the song. And I need to just write it. And so I centered it kind of around one of my best friends. She and I've been friends since high school. And her and her husband were having their 25th wedding anniversary. And so there's footage of their wedding anniversary in the video and everything, too. And I actually sang the song at their wedding anniversary as well. So and they live in Florida. So it was just it was real timely, and it was just the perfect song, and it just fit them to me. So, you know, I was like, you know what? I got this. This is going to be a hot track. And it was really short, so it was driving a lot of people crazy. They were like, oh, my God, it's too short. I was like, that makes me want more. It's okay.
Right.
You know, I'll just make you want more.
Okay, so live on this interview, yeah. I'm going to book you for my wedding so you can sing all that right. song, okay? You
know,
soon as my kingdom spouse come around, I'm going to do that.
I heard that. I'm mad at you. Hey, I'll be right there.
Okay, I'm glad I have this on recording. So let me ask you, the video for Precious, did you have any input in directing or producing that video? Or did someone just say, hey, I have a video concept for you. What do you think?
Oh, no. All of my videos, I put my ideas and my concepts. They're all my ideas and concepts.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. And I just have, you know, I have a really great videographer who is just Tessa, but her company is called Cranbox. And she is absolutely amazing. I love working with her. She's easy to work with, and she knows and understands what I want.
Right.
She knows.
Right.
She gets me and she gets my vision and... Yeah, and all I have to do is tell her and give her some ideas, and she can just put it all together, which is awesome. So all of my videos, they're all my ideas and my concepts.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize you could sing?
Oh, wow. I guess I was fairly young. I always loved music, and I was always around music, but I actually started out as a dancer.
Oh, okay.
Started out as a dancer. I took ballet, jazz, modern, you know, you name it, hip-hop, all of that.
So and, how come you didn't become a choreographer?
No, ma'am. By the time I got to middle school, and I was doing talent shows, but I was always dancing. And then literally had a few people around me who would always say that I had a good voice. And I don't know, I just never really... I was like, oh, okay, but I just love music, and
right.
I love to sing, and I would mimic artists that I loved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was come time for me to get to high school, my mom found out about Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, and you had to audition to get in. And so I had decided to go ahead and, you know, after doing a couple of, like, little talent shows, you know, I said, well, you know what, maybe I'll go ahead and go for music instead of dance. So my mom thought I was going to go for music. It was funny. And she was like, wait, you're auditioning for music? And she thought I was going to go for dance. And so she goes, you auditioning for music? And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
She was like, okay. You know, so I did. And I got in. So and ever since then, but I was like, wow, I actually got in for my audition. And the rest is history. Music has been my life. And I have loved it every step of the way, every part of it. So, you know. Except for music theory. I had a hard time with music theory. That was hard. So I can't really read music, but I can. I have a great ear.
Right.
I have, like, perfect pitch almost. And I can find a melody. I can do all of that kind of stuff on the keyboard. And I know the key, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but But I'm not. I don't write it. I ain't writing out no notes. Sorry.
Okay. So you said you enjoy singing. Do you have a favorite cover song you enjoy singing, and why?
Oh wow, favorite covers. But probably one of my most favorite is "Sweet Thing" by Chaka Khan.
Okay.
So I love when the song, when people hear it for just first hear those first notes.
Right.
You can just, the audience just goes crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, ah, you know. And it just, it's so awesome, and it just, it, the way it gets people going, and so it's, it is one of my favorite covers to do.
Okay. Now, outside of R&B and soul, is there another genre you would be willing to tap into, or no? You just like, I'm singing R&B.
Well,
and that's,
I mean, I have a pretty broad range, you know, from vocal jazz to pop and soft rock and, you know, all of that. I have a classical. I even sing opera. Like, I sing all of that, right?
Good.
So, but in musical theater as well. I've been in.
Yo, Atina, you're making me laugh because you'll be like, oh, no, 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 but. Like, look.
What are you saying?
But.
R&B, soul, smooth jazz, that's my realm.
Okay.
You know, that's where I fit. Neo soul, all of that. Anything soul, you know, mostly soul. I mean, that's me. You know, I love soul music because it makes you feel something.
Right.
And my goal with my music is to make people feel something. And with my performances, to make people feel what I feel, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, if I'm not moved, it's not good enough.
Right.
You know, if I can't get people to be moved, then that's not good. That's not good enough either.
Right.
So I strive for that. And I put my everything, emotion and all, in everything that I do.
We could tell. We can tell, definitely. How do you maintain your creativity?
Oh, wow. Well, I think I'm naturally a creative.
Okay.
I got a huge creative side. Yeah, it's funny because they say left-handed people are usually, they're usually very creative.
The
right?
lies people tell.
And so, yeah. Usually, as they say, they're really creative. But I do. I have a huge creative side. So funny, I used to draw.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't drawn in a long time, but I used to draw. I love doing paint and sips. I like painting. I like doing that kind of stuff. Like, I literally have paintings in my room of me painting stuff. But I do. I have a huge creative side. I can design a dress all day long. I don't ask me to make it. I probably should know how to make it because my mom sews. But I used to drive her crazy because she would be like, wait a minute, you can design stuff. But why don't you? I was like, no, I'm good, Mom. That's your department.
Right.
You can make it. Make it all day long. I can design. You know, I can design. So I don't know. I have a pretty huge creative side. I love writing, whether it's stories or poetry. I love writing. And so it's a constant. Well, life experience is full of stories.
Right?
And I've been through it. I've been through some things. So, I think it helps, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life makes like the best stories, the best songs, you know. So anything that you experience in life. So, yeah, I don't know. The creative side of me is always flowing. Always.
That's good.
You know?
That's good.
Yeah.
So how do you prep for your shows? Do you still get nervous, or you don't get nervous? That's where you come alive.
Well, I've had my tea, my honey, you know, my lemon honey. Gotta have that. And I do get nervous.
Okay.
For the most part, I do. Yeah, I kind of feel like if you don't get nervous at all, you know, then somewhere your humility is not there no more. So
that's a gem there.
I try to, I don't know, I try not to be so nervous.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be falling all over the place or, you know, stumbling on my words or anything. However, once I hit that stage.
Right.
This is all that before I hit the stage. But once I hit that stage.
Uh-huh.
It's just different. Okay. It's just different. I am in my element. Right. I am in my element. Like, I tell people all the, I actually get people who tell me all the time, like, man, to see you live is something else. It's different.
Right,
you know,
right.
Definitely a vibe. It's a feeling. It's, you know, that makes me feel good because that's what I want to accomplish anyway.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so, yeah, when I get on that stage, that's my element. And right there on the stage with the band and really feeding off the energy of the band and the audience. It's like the most amazing high. And it's not, it's right. a nice natural high.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
I love it. I love every bit of it.
What's one of your favorite R&B songs that just come to you, you know, and that you enjoy?
Man, why are you asking me this? What in the world? Do you know how hard that is?
I know. It's so crazy. All of you guys sing and stuff. And every time I ask that, everybody is stumped. But, like, I just asked for one. We got a million in the bag, so just pull out one.
Exactly.
Like, I could just say my favorite. Okay, what's one of your favorite soundtracks?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, favorite soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Probably Soul Food. That's
Soul
one of my
Food?
Favorite. And The Best Man.
Okay,
The Best Man.
Okay. So now,
yeah.
What's one of your favorite R&B songs? I figured out. Go around, help you out.
Oh, no. Her favorite R&B song, I'd have to go with, you know, some neo-soul artists because, again, they make you feel, right?
Right,
and so Jill
true.
Scott is one of my go.
Yes,
one of my go-tos.
Yes,
so
okay.
We talked about, you know, The Way, and He Loves Me.
Yeah,
and,
no,
oh my
first
gosh.
Of all, her first album still is on rotation, so.
Oh, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who is Jill Scott? That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Her songs get everybody every time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And me too.
Like she said, he get everybody every time and me too. Yeah, I love it.
And me too.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Now, what's one of your songs, whether you've recorded it or not, that you've written that you're passionate about?
I have to say, one of my favorites of mine is Forever. That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And I actually have like a remix of that one as well, but the original track is one of my favorites to perform. And it's just a beautiful song to me. It's a beautiful track. And the other one would be My Sunshine. My Sunshine. And that's a song about my son.
Okay.
You know, any parent, I think, could definitely relate to that one.
Right.
Because, you know, it's really about having a child and raising that child and going through ups and downs and, you know, but even still, that child is still your sunshine, you know, is your beacon, your light. So I don't know. I just, yeah, those are some songs that really get, I love performing those.
Okay, cool. Now,
yeah.
Because of AI, everyone thinks they can sing, right? They using these creative tools and remaking things to make it seem like they can sing or all these different, what are these things called? I don't know, they look half cartoonish and whatever, but there's nothing like the real thing. There's nothing like what you're explaining and sharing about being live on the stage. Do you feel, and as you mentioned with live instruments, do you feel threatened by AI?
No.
Good. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
There is nothing like being on the stage with a live band.
Right.
And making things happen organically.
Right.
With the band. It just brings a more real and authentic vibe to a performance to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's more intimate.
So. Yes, absolutely. And being able to interact, right? Interact with my musicians. You
okay.
know, I don't just, they're not just behind me playing, you know, I interact with them.
Right.
And I think that's what makes it so much more fun too, you know.
All right. So as we get ready to close up, Atina, just tell us more about your future and where you're going and moving towards? Is it, are you going to pull out your choreographer? Are you going to pull out your painter? Are you going to pull out, you know, what? Don't hide it from us now. What you got cooking?
Well, definitely more performances. I am, you know, get more festival work and stuff like that. And I've been doing a lot of private gigs. I'm getting a lot of work from that side of things as well. And expanding to other cities and hopefully to the UK, because I get a lot of love from folks in the UK. So I actually have a really big following in Chicago, which is awesome.
Okay.
And Atlanta. So I'm working on some big, pretty big shows out that way for 2024 and onward. Always looking to get in, you know, music and movies and stuff. I've been shouting out Tyler Perry for a minute. You know, he hasn't answered yet, but we'll see.
I'm gonna tag him.
I know you can use my music in one of your movies, but you know, I'm just saying.
That part.
Right. So I figure at some point it's gonna get to him at some point. But so definitely look into expanding that aspect. I just want to, you know, put out good music and do great shows, you know, and for people, and good clean music and music for people of all ages, you know. Right. My little niece, she loves my music. She loves it. And she's like 7, you know.
Okay.
She's like, Auntie Tina. I'm like, oh, how cute, you know. So she loves listening to my music. She knows me. Anytime she hears my songs, she knows it's me.
You know?
So that's what I want. I want people of all ages to love, you know, what I do, and I want to continue to share my gift. You know, like I said, it's a God-given gift, and I, you know, I'll be sharing it, and I want to share it. So right. I'm gonna keep doing it. You know, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, and you're doing a good job. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And as we say here at Urban Buzz Mag, once a key player, always a key player. So welcome to the key player family. And let people know. You're welcome. Let people know how they can reach out to you. Because don't let that guy all the way from Greece give you all the tracks. You guys listen, and girls who write, listen, she getting ready to give you her information. So, I mean, she got a voice.
So.
Go ahead and let them know how they can contact you.
So I am all over social media. So from TikTok to YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. It's Atina's Music, HATINASMUZICK. That is also my website.
Okay.
My website is atinasmusic.com. Instagram is atinasmusic_official. With all else fails, just Google me, HATINA. So that's HATINA. Just Google me. You'll find me.
I'm Googleable.
Oh, is that a word? Oh, my God. Is that a word?
I always say Googleable. I'm Googleable.
I'm Googleable. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say that now.
Okay, I want royalties. No.
Googleable.
I'm Googleable. Right. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Listen, this is why I love key players, because we know how to just enjoy ourselves. So I thank you so much for allowing us to spend time with you on today. And you have my number. So whenever you're coming out, let me know. Connect with us on social media, and wherever you at, we repost. So to let people know that you're out there, and I appreciate you, and y'all make sure y'all go and find her music on all digital platforms, and you know, enjoy, because we need this good music and we need good inspirational and love songs. So
that's right. More positivity in this world. We need it. More positivity.
Especially during the holidays, especially with all that's going on in the world. Get you some nice headphones. Mm-hmm. I grew up where, like, Saturday morning, you blast your music and clean. Okay?
Yep.
So if you need that kind of motivation, you know, something to pump in the whip, just put it on. Put it on. And I promise you, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So thank you, Atina, for coming through again. We appreciate you and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nigeria. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.